This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. New statistics from a Canadian government agency show that nearly half of all young people in the country's jails are Indigenous. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, it has some activists pointing to racism.
The data is coming from Statistics Canada. The agency says for the years 2016-2017, 46% of admissions to correctional services were made up by Aboriginal youth. At the same time, Indigenous youth makes up only 8% of the youth population. Data shows that the numbers of young people being incarcerated across Canada have been declining, but for Aboriginal youth, it's been on the rise. The numbers are highest in the Western Canadian provinces of Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Michael Redhead Champagne is the founder of Aboriginal Youth Opportunities in Winnipeg. He's an activist whose work is aimed at supporting Indigenous youth. Champagne says he's not surprised by the numbers.
I have seen Indigenous and non-Indigenous children commit the same crime, and the Indigenous child get a record, a probation worker, and the non-Indigenous child is, you know, slap on the wrist, and, you know, we don't want to ruin this child's life.
Howard Sapers is an independent government advisor on correctional reform. Sapers says there is little way to escape the conclusion that there are some systemic biases built into the system that are contributing to this overrepresentation. He adds that some policies, such as mandatory minimum sentences, have also had a disproportionate impact on Native communities. Most activists agree that some changes are needed and soon. Champagne says the concern is that there is a cycle of institutionalizing Native children, first when they are taken into care, then assigned a caseworker, curfews, and rules. Then as they age, they graduate to the criminal justice system. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Tribal leaders in the West want to make sure federal officials listen to their questions and concerns about Trump administration plans to reorganize the Department of the Interior, which oversees Indian affairs. Taos Pueblo Governor Gilbert Suazo was among tribal leaders at a consultation Monday in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Suazo says as sovereign governments, tribes need to have a say in any changes.
Rather than have us adjust to one administration's idea on how things should work, they should look at the tribes and see how we've been functioning. And granted, you know, there's issues and problems from time to time. And, you know, we've been able to make corrections in different ways. Consultation with the tribes is so important that they need to hear from the tribes and hopefully take that message, work with the message that they're hearing from those people that are out there that are going to be affected by any reorganization.
Trump administration officials say the reorganization is to improve effectiveness. Tribal consultation sessions are being held across the country through early August. The Crow tribe in Montana cannot account for $14.5 million intended for transportation improvements, according to investigators. The Associated Press reports a federal audit shows payments cannot be accounted for between 2012 to 2017. The tribe has pointed to inadequate accounting. The current chairman, A.J. Not Afraid, has vowed to clean up mismanagement of grants and programs which have occurred over the past decade. Cheyenne and Arapaho artist Harvey Pratt's design has been selected for the National Native American Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. The multimedia artist is also a Vietnam veteran. Congress commissioned the National Museum of the American Indian to build the memorial. The museum conducted an international competition. Pratt's Warrior Circle of Honor design will undergo further development with the museum. The memorial is slated to open in 2020. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service.
Support by the law offices of Sanosky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanosky.com.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, 36 culturally based open door colleges created by and for American Indians. Low cost tuition for certificate programs to master degree programs. Info at aihec.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.